100 Love Sonnets, 152, by Pablo Neruda. I don't love you as if you were a rose of salt, topaz, or arrow of carnations that propagate fire. I love you as one loves certain obscure things, secretly, between the shadow and the soul. I love you as the plant that doesn't bloom but carries the light of those flowers hidden within itself, and thanks to your love, the tight aroma that arose from the earth lives dimly in my body. I love you without knowing how or when or from where. I love you directly without problems or pride. I love you like this because I don't know any other way to love, except in this form in which I am not, nor are you, so close that your hand upon my chest is mine, so close that your eyes close with my dreams. I first heard this poem read out loud at a close friend's wedding, in Spanish and English, and when I hear poetry like this, it really makes me want to learn the original language. My favorite line in this poem is, I love you as one loves certain obscure things, secretly between the shadow and the soul. There's something so beautiful about that place he describes between the shadow and the soul. It feels almost like a hidden rose bush. It reminds me of my childhood wandering through my backyard in North Carolina, a backyard that was 1 acre but to me was a gigantic forest, and I'm looking for small, beautiful wonders. Between the shadow and the soul is a place of darkness, mystery, wisdom, and beauty. And throughout the poem, he describes this love that is the opposite of loud, proud, blooming, propagating fire, but instead it's an intimate, inward love that holds so much more power and potency, carrying the light of flowers hidden within itself. And the result, this love brings him so much closer, so close that your hand upon my chest is mine, so close that your eyes close with my dreams.